Okay. Now the Mishnah is very strange. I mean, the way Rashi learned the Mishnah is Hachazin Roa Hechan Tinoikus Kar. The kids are sitting and learning. The Chazin, it's either the Shamas from the Shul, so he can look in and check what's going on, see the beginning of God, he forgot, but he can't learn. So Gemara first didn't chap that. As it says in the Mishnah, Roya, he can look in, Avaleno Kairi, but he can't look in. We're going to chap that difference. It says a chazan lo yikru. Muhammad Reisha Roya, he can look. What do you mean Roya? My love, what was he looking for? To read.
To make sure that there are.
But that's the answer. We know the answer. We're very smart. Remember, we always know everything in advance. Let's start in the beginning. If he wasn't looking in to read. So it says lo yikru. The answer is what Rashi told us. Lo lasad the Rashi Parsha Yosav. He's not really looking. Just say, oh, Parsha's Noyach. Oh, okay, then he's on autopilot. V'chein omer Rabba Bar Shmuel, aval mesadahu Rashi Parsha Yosav. Oh, Frank the Gemara, Bakula Parsha Loi. But he can't read the whole Parsha, right? Because that's already learning. Meisvei, Meisvei. Now you have to be careful. So, in other words, the Chazan, whatever you want to call him, the Balkairi we would call him, can look to check the Rashi Parsha, but he can't read the whole Parsha. Of course not. Meisvei, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Amati Noike, Shol Beis Rabon, Oye Mesadven Parsha Yosein, Vekairin Loraneh. They read the whole Parsha, the kids. So how did they do that? Ibo Yeseimo, Roshi Parsha Yosef. They're also only reading the beginning of the Parshas. They're also only checking the beginning. Ibo Yeseimo, that's the answer we usually say. Shiny Tinoikis. The Tinoikis are okay. Hove Amos Rabon Aleyen Losilat Sluye. The kids can learn because they have their Rebbe on top of them. They have somebody watching them. Oh. Now you have two problems here. What was the Gemara's kasha? The Tinoikis can read. So the Gemara said either they don't read really, or the Tinoikis are okay because I have the Rebbe. Well, you have to bring the Brisa. The Mishnah says that. The Mishnah says Tinoikis Koirin. According to Rashi, that means they read the Parsha. Why do you have to bring the Brisa there, the Kasha? The Fi Rashi, the Mishnah already says the kids could read. So Tosfos answers, because in the Mishnah you could learn, not that we let them, they were reading. We don't have to stop them. We never stop a kid. It doesn't say the Mishnah allowed to do it. It says if they're doing it, the Chazan. Here it says Misadrin Parsha Yosein. It sounds like we allow them to do it. This is a stronger kasha. You also have another interesting question over here. What are you telling me? You're telling me the kids can learn because they have the Rebbe watching them. Okay. The Chazan, he can't learn, but he has the kids watching him. I mean, we said before, if you have a shomer, you're okay. He's got all these kids watching them. So the Rav in Mishnah is saying it's very simple. He's not afraid of the kids. That's not a good shomer. He's not going to stop because a kid tells him to stop or not to stop. He's not listening to the kids. Zog the Rav in Mishnah is, according to many, they say because of that, you can't make your wife a shomer either. Because you're not necessarily afraid of your wife. He wasn't living in today's day and age, that's for sure. Well, Maizu Shulchan Aruch says he can. One can make his wife a shomer.
The kids want the wife to work. It's a shomer based on once the kids tell him, it'll remind him, so he won't do it.
It sounds like something of fear to this guy. That's Rav. That's what the Rav is saying. He obviously is understanding the other way. He's saying that he's not going to listen to the kids. You see a little bit from Lashon HaGemara that way. Amos Rabon Aleh. You do see it has something to do with that. Yeah, because, okay, that could be. See, Rashi learns Amos Rabba means because even during the week they wouldn't fool around with the lights. So we have nothing to worry about. But Shulchut should be a reminder. Yeah, it's an interesting point. Okay, this is a new world we're getting into now. A Zav can't eat with a Zovah. Why? Because they'll come to Hergel Aveh if they get too friendly. Yeah, okay. It's an interesting thing here. What's the problem here? She's a Zovah, right? It's an Issachar. What's the difference? He's a Zav or not a Zav? That's almost irrelevant. I mean, it means a husband shouldn't eat with his wife, and she's a zova. So this is a zova or not? Tanya, if Shimon alos am a bo re'ei at heichon parts of Tyre b'Yisrael, how widespread was Tyre by Klal Yisrael? I mean, how careful people were with Tyres. You don't even have to tell me that when he's tall, he can't eat with his wife. You don't have to worry about it because he's not going to go near her because of the Tumah Tyre aspect. But when he's a Zov, so the Tumah Tyre aspect is not there, then the Mishnah tells her they shouldn't eat together because of Hergel Dova. That's part of it. They were so cognizant and so aware of Tumah Tyre, they were on their own. We didn't have to stop them. Similarly, Zav Porush im Zav Amoritz. Zav Porush means like a chover, someone who's careful on Tumas Tyrus, who's careful on Maisris. So he's told me now, he shouldn't eat with a Zava Moritz. Now, what's the problem over there? Shema Yargileno Etzlo. He'll get familiar, he'll come often. So who cares? So what? So the Moritz will come to visit the Talmud Chacham. But the Talmud Chacham will visit the Moritz. What's the difference? Ela'emo Shema Yachilenu Dvorim Tmeim. The Talmud Chover shouldn't eat with the Amoritz because he might feed him Dvorim Tmeim. He's Tomei. We're talking about the Talmud Chacham's Tomei. It's all. We can eat Dvorim Tmeim. They who were careful in Tyrus when they were Tor, when they were Tomei, they weren't careful. Obviously, they're Tomei. Oto Zav Porish, love Dvorim Tmeim. What does he eat? He eats Dvorim Tmeim. Omar Abai, that's what we're afraid of. We're afraid that Amoritz were choshed on Maestris in those days. That's Demai, right? Demai is when you buy something from Amoritz, you have to take, except Truma Gedoyla, because we're afraid maybe he didn't take. That's what we're afraid. If you get eat with him, we might give him something that might give him something that's not Maeser. Omar Abai, Zev Shemi Achilenu Dvorim Shena Mesukonim, not Tmeim. That's not our problem here. We're talking about him giving him something that's not Maeser. Rova said you don't have to worry about Rova Meor's Masrina, even though we do have a din of Demai. That's true. We do take off, but the truth is, Roiv do take. So you're not going to be afraid because of that. That's really exer. Afraid he'll give him something. And even that which he gives him, the Roiv says it's okay. That we're not going to be worried about. So what are you worried about here? Ella, we're worried he shouldn't get too chummy with him now, because then he'll hang around when he's torn, then he'll give him to him to me. We say, no, Hanami, now there's no problem. The Porish is Tomei. You can give him tomato, my man. But he'll start eating, he'll eat lunch with him every day. Tomorrow the cover will be tore. Then he'll slip him something Tomei. Okay, Mam Shigmar is moving into a different world. Iboyalu Nido. This is the base for a lot of our, what we call our chok, is in Uchas Nido. Nido Mao Shetishan and Bailu. He bevigdo, who bevigdo. So it's not Bekir of Bosa Mamish. So who bevigdo? The he bevigdo, which is considered a shinui, as Rashi will explain us later. Okay, we'll get to that in one second. What's the din? Omer Yosef, Toshma. Interesting tushdel. Ho'oif, oile magvin ala shulchan ve'nonechal diber beishamai. Beishamai says, you can't eat chicken with milk. But that's an Issa Darabonon, correct? So they didn't make a gzeirin. You could keep it on the table together. What are you afraid of? It'll come to eat it? Even that's only a drabon. We're machmir. It's one of the cases where Beisil is machmir. Beisil lo mali oil lo nechal. We don't eat on the same table without a different tablecloth. Fleishik to milk. Even the fleishik's only chicken. But this is what we spoke yesterday. That's a classic gzeirin. There we do make it. That's the Tosef Chul and Daf Kuvdala that says you can't go from here to there. Sometimes they did make it. Sometimes they didn't make it. Sometimes it's a pella by the kavur. Sometimes it's portion. We can't figure this out. This is a classic zayin, and we're doing it b'sheket over here. Oh, so the Gemara says just so we are like myself. So just like we say, interesting tushdal. Just like we say, you shouldn't put chicken and cheese on the table because you'll come to eat it. So too, a man with ishto nida shouldn't be sheichvim. Who bevigdo? But he bevigdo because they'll come to Hergel Dovah. So the Gemara said different. What's connection? Shiny Hossam Deleket Deis. Over there, by the putting food on the table, I'm by myself. There's no one to remind me. Here, there's two people. It's like, well, when there's two people, there's two to tango. So one of them will remind the other one. You can't bring a raya from there. I myself can't put chicken and milk on the table. I might come to eat it. That's not a tushdal when two people, then both have to slip. One will remind the other, you're safe. It's all right. Zogdu Gemora, hochanami mistabro, dekadika day is shiny. And the truth is, it makes sense to say that when there's more than one person, it's better. And I'll show it to you because they're goof. If there's more than one person, it's okay. Diktoni seifo, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shneyach Sanoyim, two guests, Oichlen al Shulchan Echon, Zechobos, Zechol Gevino, Vein Choshishin. You have two guys eating at the table, one's eating milk, you're not worried about it. What's the difference? Teretz says one guy will remind the other guy. Says, well, that's not true, you're making a mistake. V'lav itmar Allah, didn't we say that's only a Rav Chanan Barami Omer Shulul Shulush Ein Makirim Zezeh? That's when two guys sit down. You sit down on a park. You're having a picnic. You're having fleishiks. I'm having milchiks. There's no problem. I don't know you from Adam. There's no way in the world I'm going to take food from you. But if we know each other, we are afraid. Now this guy with his wife definitely know each other. You're telling me by ikedeis it's okay, because when two people eat it's okay. It's not okay. That's only when the two strangers, when the two people know each other, we are afraid they'll come to something. So melech, I do have a raya that you can't be. She can't be yoshenis and baila. Who bevigda be bevigda. So well, no, make it still not good. Avam makirin zez asurim. Ochen hami bayish veishto makirin zez eninu. Zog di gemara. There's a big difference. This is very important. Hori hashta. Awesome by the gvina the oif day is ikka true, but shinui leka. There's no shinui there. They're eating on a plate. If you have different tablecloths or something like that, they'll talk a bit more. But there is no shinui. That's why. But here is a shinui. Hocha ikka day is for ikka shinui, because they're sleeping with the clothes. And Zok Rashi, look at Rashi. Ikka shinui. Shein derech li shein ela bekiru bosa kidechsev sheiruk susav oinosa v'omam mar shares a kiru bosa. Shim Omer Yeshi Yelah Hiba Vigdo Uba Vigdo. She can Yitzvitan Ksubi has no right to do that. So this is called a shinui. Mainly, I have no riot. We had a shayla. Can he sleep with a Huba Vigdo Behiba Vigdo? You want to bring me a raya that she can't because of Oif and Gvina on the table? It's no riot. It is no shinui. Here there is a shinui. You have no riot. The truth is, what is a shinui? There it is mutar. So we're still up in the Ikadam. It's the same thing, just came around simpler. Tosh Marek Mor brought directly to Raya. Reb Shimi Gamliel Mishneya Sanoi Mechlan Shulchan Echot Zeh Bosev Zeh Gvino Ve'id Mera Lo Om Rav Chonem Barabi Amishmul Lo Shon Shem Makim Zeh Zeh Ava Makirin Zeh Zeh Oser V'hani Nami Makirin Zeh Zeh Ninu So Luchura. It's a Raya that it should be Oser. He must turn it the other way. Luchu, you have arrived in there. It's Oser, because when they know each other, we say it's Oser. So it's the same thing. No, Oser Dei Is Ikeshin In Leko Ocha Ike Dei Is Ikeshin. Okay, so we still don't know. We still have our Shaila Nido Mal Shetishin And Baile He Bevigda Hu Bevigda Tosh Mani wants to bring up our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Yechol Azavim Azovach. This is much worse. Toshma lo yechol Azavim Azovach. Shem Herig Laveir. Zok Mavaita. Hochan Ami Dis. Deis Ikashin Leko. There's no Shini over there. Ain't Hochan Ami. If there'll be a Shinui, it will be Mut. You have no Raya from there. Toshma. This is not an easy Raya. This is the Raya more. It brings, it's not 100% clear. Let's see. It's a posik in Yecheskel. Al Hehorim. The Novi's there talking about Klal Yisrael was saying we're punished for our father's abeiros. The Novi is telling you it's not true. If a person will do good, he will, won't be punished. We're in the middle of a discussion there, but we're just pulling out the pasuk here. Al hahorim lo yochal ve'ein of lanosa gula beYisrael. He didn't look at avodah zorah. Ves eishes reyeu lo timei vel isha nida lo yikraf. Okay, whatever it is, the pasuk puts together eishes ish with neither. Compares it. Eishes re'eo lo timei, vel isha nida lo yikraf. This is an interesting thing. Makish, isha nida la eishes re'eo. Ma eishes re'eo, hu bevigdo vehi bevigdo osar. That's poshut. Can you be yoshin with an eish, someone else's eishes ish? Hu bevigdo vehi bevigdo. By the Gemara, that's poshut that you can't. Not so clear why not. Tosis says, it's a Porsche to Svora. It's a Porsche to Svora. Yitzo Toikva, Ms. Gabriel of Beyoy. There's no way in the world to go be mad at such a thing. So just like by an Ashes Ish, he can't be Yoshin Hu Bevigdo, Ivehi Bevigdo, so too by Ishto Nida, because the Apostle puts the two of them together. Af Ishto Nida, Hu Bevigdo, Ivehi Bevigdo, Osir. And that's how the Gemara comes out. From this. It's interesting, right? I mean, because first of all, this is the Rabbanon, but whatever it is, the Gemara is taking it out from the Hekish and the Pasuk. Okay. Shmami knows that from this Taka Araya, from there is Araya that it's us. Okay. Says the Gemara, Upliga the Repedos. This is against what Repedos said. Okay, we have to be careful. It's not clear at all where is going. What's happening here? Doma Repedos loy osra toiro. Elokurva shall gili arayis. All the Torah acid was Tashmish itself, not the other kurvas. Shenemar ish ish al kol sheb soru lo sikruvu legalis ervo. Now, first of all, this is a very interesting Repedos. This Repedos is saying that the only thing that's also midday raiso is, yeah, it's possibly going by everything, but a kol sheb soru lo sikruvu. That's going by Arayis. All Arayis. The only thing that's awesome in that Torah, let's go carefully here, is Tashmish. That means Kurvis. Chibik v'nishuk will only be a derabbanan. Good, but that's not our problem over here. So what do you see from there? That it's mutter. It's mutter in a Torah. We never, nobody in the world ever said that who bevigd over he bevigd is also in a Torah. It's also in a bonus. So what do we want here? Irashi learns like this. From the fact that Repedos said that the only thing that's awesome in a Torah is Tashmish itself, that means Kiruv Bosor is the Rabbonon. So since that's only Midrabbonon, they wouldn't have made Huba Vigdo Vahiba Vigdo. That's how Rashi learns. That's why it's against Repedos. Gotta tell you, doesn't like that. But whatever. This happens to be a very important Repedos. It's a very Yesoidis de Kamachloikis. The Rambam and the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Kravis La Arayis is the Arayis or not. The Rambam says it is. Chibuk V'nishuk is the Arayis and Arayis. The Ramban is up in arms over this. Not true. The only Issa the Arayis is Tashmish, and this is one of his main Makairis, Repedos. Repedos does seem to say that. That's the Shiloh. Do you agree with Repedos? Don't we agree with Repedos? He's Mayrich and Sefer HaMitzvahs say that we all do agree with Repedos. We just disagree with him in how far they made the Drabonon. But the Etzem definition, we'd agree with him. This little piece of Gemara plays a very important role in that Machloikis. Okay, we're proceeding. That's what Repedos said. That's what he said. And everything else is the Rabbanon. And what did Rambam want? The Rambam makes up an Issa Darais. Where do we get it from? The Repedos is Mepuri. And he's Meirich to say, we're not Chaylik with Repedos. We're only Chaylik into how far the Rabbanons went. Did they go on a step further? But that, what he said, he claims, nobody argues. Okay, it's Sanarich who's there, but there. What? That's good for the Machloikis there. That's not true. That's not true. It won't be. It won't be. Those are the shach. Mashi sadefek. Those are the shach. Each don't need to keep a mashi sadefek. You take a pulse. Those are the medion over there. If you go with the Rambam, what do you do? If you go with the Ban, you're okay. We do the Rambam. What do you do? So it comes up with chibah. Negishol. That's the whole Isaac over there. If you don't have the Rambam, everything is much easier. But if you have the Rambam, it becomes very difficult. That's not posh. That's self a big machloek. That's not posh. Under Abonon says a posh. Yipshut on that. Okay. Here comes a piece of which we don't understand. I mean, I don't know. Anyway. Ulo. Kavoosi mi beirav have a menashik lulach yosei with kiss his sisters abechadayu varm la beyadayu in their hands. Strange business. Upliga di day is a very similar gemara in Ksubis like that. Upliga di day adi day. Domar ulo afilu shum kor vooser. So what's going on over there with Ula? Tosis says that, and if there's a Gemara in Ksubis, that the Gemara says Avada Barahava, when he was at a chassid, he would pick up the kala on his shoulders and dance with her. And then they asked him, Malam, what's going on over here? No, they asked him, could we do that too? But he said, if they are like you, like a piece of wood, then you could do it. And he was such a madrega that it was all over. He didn't know from nothing. So the Taisa says, that's what Ula was going on. He said, the Gemara leaves it hanging. He doesn't explain. Well, lets it sound like he holds his mutter to do it, and he says for himself, because he himself said you can't do something like that. Taisa says, the Gemara doesn't bother explaining. This Ula is like that Rav Acha in Ksubis. He was on such a madrega. Taisa says, about him, who are you, Deba Atzmash, Le Yovali, the hero? Shitzadi Gomeroya. Okay, I wouldn't advise it. Vaita. A very famous Gemara. Toni Dvei Eliyo. State that Toni Dvei Eliyo was written by Eliyo Anovi. That Tzilt Eliyamovi, a famous story. Maisi b'Talmud Echo. There was a Talmud Chochem. Sheshona Harbe, v'Kora Harbe, v'Shimish Talmid HaChomim. Inu Chumash, inu Mishan, Shimish HaMichon, inu Gemara. Shimish HaChomim, inu the stories that what we call Gemara. Umeis b'Chotzi Yomov. He died young. Voice the Ishto no tell us tefillah. She was tebrochen. She went with his tefillin. Umazarosim about the knees, but the midrash. She was going around to all the rabbonim with his husband's tefillin. Ve'omer lohem ksiv b'toyra ki hu chayecho ve'yerich yamecho. Toyra chayecho v'yerich yamecho. How could he have died young? Trek the rosh. Maybe it means liyem shekulo aruch. Zog the rosh. That's because she was tired. They're going to lam neched. Ki hu chayecho be'olam azev v'yerich yamecho be'olam abo. Is chayecho? How could he have died young? Bali Shoshana Harbe Vikora, my husband was a Talmud Chacham Veshimish Talmud Chachomim Harbe Mipnei Mames Bechotzi Yomov Vlohoye Oda Machzira Dover. No one had an answer. Pamachas Nisarachti Etzlo. Elion Novi says, I once went to stay there. Vahoysa Masicha Kolosimo, she told me over the whole story. Elion Novi knew the score. But he broke it to her slowly. Vilmarti Lobiti, Bimeni Duscho, Nidusech, Mahu Etzlech. What was going on when you were in Nida? How was he? How did he behave with you? Omro Li Chas Visholim, Afilubetz Bakhtana Lonogabi. It was 100% Oiskahalten. And then Elio came to the point. Bimeli Bunech Mahu Etzlech. How did he act? Bimeli Bunech. Bunech means that the Zion the key, after the Ziva stopped, right? But she didn't go to the mikveh yet. Now the din is poshut that nothing changes until she goes to the mikveh. How was he Bimeli Bunech? Zoktzi, oh. Ochal imi, v'shosa imi, v'yoshan imi, b'kirav bosa. He was even b'kirav bosa. V'lo yolsa daitel, she meant to show what a tzaddik he was. With all that, lolsa dovrach, he didn't go fast that. V'yomarti lo boruch hamokim shehorgoy, sheloi nosa ponim la toira. Now that's a very interesting expression, we'll see in 1 second. Shrei omra toira, v'alisha b'ninas tumosa lo sikrov. What does it mean? Like nosa ponim la Torah. The pasuk should have said he didn't listen to what it said in the Torah. That's what he's saying. The pasuk says Elisha bidas to Moshe lo sikrov. Zokter Rashi v'achetovu b'mayim l'tvili b'nidoso. The fact that she stopped seeing the dam doesn't change anything. Should have said he didn't listen to it. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Actually, nosa ponim la Torah. Zokter Ramban invited him. It's a riot to what I said. Because he wasn't over on the Doraisa. Even Kirav Bosser is only the Rabban. What's with Lanos upon him? We had the Gemara in Brochas, wasn't that long ago. Hashem says, "Why?" They asked Hashem, why are you nice upon him to Klal Yisrael? He said, I shouldn't be nice upon him to Klal Yisrael. Yichab say, Gizog, don't bench until you're full. And they were Machmir, Kazayas, Kebetzah. You see, the Rabban said, Nos upon him means to add it on. He loynos upon him later. He didn't add on the drabon and he should have. If a kid, he's not careful. If a kid brings a ray against the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, the boy should have said he did against the pasuk in the Torah over here. Okay. Kiyosar Avdimi Omar. It wasn't quite that bad. They're trying to figure limud schus on this yid. I mean, Akira Boss. I mean, what was he thinking exactly? Then again, I got talmud chosim. Mita choda havei. Zotvashi wasn't mamish Akira Boss. It was in the same mita and it was a wide bed. King size, what do you call it today? King size, that gates of bed they make ain't. Bimarova Amrei Omer Abiyitza Bayesa Sinemafsik Beinol Beinol. She was wearing something. They make a little bit, still it was wrong. It's awesome. I mean, we just came out, it's awesome. But we got it. They make a little bit better. I mean, that as I'm mistaken, you wouldn't have made. But the truth is, in calls that we don't know what the mistake was. And Taisa, very quick to point out, this is a big ASIC. There are Shitas in El Chasnido, that there are certain coolest that come around Bimeli Bunu. Because you can be makel in certain things. Rashi Ksubas, that's much more that way. That Bimeli Bunu, that chokas become somewhat easier. Now, the truth is, the simple reading of this Gemara would sound that way. Because he said to her, Bimeli Dusech, what was? Bimeli Bunech. It's like two questions. Right? It's like, Joyce is quick to the trigger here. Top line. Loi mishum sheyesh l'chalik b'nidus l'libun. Don't hear in Elio's words there's a difference. Just Elio knew what happened. He knew it was b'mei libun. He was leading her on to what's going on over here. But don't make that mistake. Many explain, but what was his mistake? Why did he think libun was better? Because they had a minig in those days. What do you have? She sees. Let me think what we do it today. 5. And then start the Zion the key, right? So the truth is that Minat Torah, our women are not Zovas. This is a Bechumra we make. After 7 days, she could go to the mikvah, Minat Torah. This that we're waiting to Zion the key, because we are Machmer for Ziva. So they were knowing in those days to send her to the mikvah after 7 days. Not to Hatala Baila, but at least to take off the Tumah Doraisa. No, gave she touches Truma. To make it easier. But Yenege made the mistake that since it just went down to a Tumah Derabbanan, he was eased up a little with the Harchokis. But he was wrong. He paid a severe price for that mistake. But that's at least some sort of rationale. It's a crazy thing over here, man. Well, that's an obvious mistake. Anybody took Chosin classes? Class number 2 knows you can't do that, man. Mandy, you got to sit closer because not only my voice but my ears. I don't hear you. He's not. That's what Rabban says. He doesn't say kosov batoira. Loinos upon him batoira. He didn't add on. The Torah says don't do beer. He should have added on the harchok. That's exactly what Rabban says. If he meant he's up against the post, you don't have to say shalnos upon him batoira. Are kosov batoira? And he shrieked the Rabban. Well, quote the Rambam. How do you read this Gemara? It's a problem. They claim he had a different gears here. That's the truth. Let me get right there. Ve'elu mina halocha she'omru ve'aliyas Chananya ben Chizki ben Goren. We had this one device. She'olu levakro nimnu ve'robu. Again, a lot of machloikas in that day. Nimnu ve'gom robu be'shamay sil be'shamay one. Ve'yudches dvorim gozru boy bayom. That day, we'll spend the next 4 days on this. That day, they made 18 dinin. The rabbonim. First of all, it's not a technical shaila. What's going on? And when it says in the Mishnah, ve'elu min ha'alochas, is that with a vav? Meaning these last two we just had, Yafla and Yikra, that's of the 18? Or it means elu, period, nothing. Elu, the ones that are coming up over here, Shoyin es hadiyoy, the next Mishnah, that's in the 18. Omalei Abayel Rabbi Yosef, elu tanan, meaning it's a new thing, we're going forward. Elu, the next Mishnah is in the 18? Oh, ve'elu tanan. Ve'elu tanan hanida morin, the ones we said are in the 18. Oh, elu tanan. The bina lamelak will say in the next week. Toshma, the price we had before. Ein poilin lor aner, ve koyin lor aner. Ve'elu min haloch she'om abaliyas Chananya ben Chizki ben Goren. Explains Toises. He have no choice because there is nothing else in the Mishnah. You have these two, then the next Mishnah. So it could be elu back, elu forward. The price doesn't continue. So obviously elu is going back. Shmamino ve'elu tanan shmamino. Once we mentioned Chizki ben Goren, we'll go to a little side thing over here. Turn around, bottom. Mikos of Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis, the Galant Mishthoma. Megillas Tainis is a list of all the Yom Tovim that we don't have. The days he can't fast, he can't miss out. This happened, that happened. Heint, we don't have it. Bottle of Megillas Tainis, except for Chanukah and Purim, but all those days are bottle. Who wrote that Megillas Tainis? Omru, they said, Chananya ben Chizki v'sayata, his group, Shayim Mechavavin es Hatzoris. Doesn't mean, I mean, Kipshut doesn't mean Chavavin es Hatzoris. It means Mechavavin that we were saved from the Tzoris. So every time something happened, like the Rashi there, Mechavavin es Hatzoris, Shenigolin mehen, when they were saved. Vahaneis Choviv Aleyen. Their neis, the Yeshua, was dear to them. So they wrote it down, Laskiro, Lashibcho, Shalakalish Boruchu, Vikoisun Yemeanez, Lasosun Yontif. Keep going. That's how Megillas Tainis starts. Elan Yomaya, these are the days, the Lasanabon, the Lasmisput Bohom. So they were very Mechabe, the Yeshuas, they wrote them down, they made him Yomim Toivim. Omer Pshim Gamliel, Afonu Mechabe Mimsatsoris. We also appreciate it. But Aval Manasseh, what should we do? We're going to write everything down? There's no end to the Yeshuas. It's constantly happening. We'll never finish making yontif. Dovarach ain't shoyte nifka. Rashi explains the shoyte doesn't feel anything. The same thing with us. We've lost our sensitivity. Things go by us. Right? Yavit says we've lost through the doors. We've lost our das. We don't understand anymore what's going on. Dovarach ain't a psara mes. We're not sensitive anymore. We're not a level from psara mes. We've been through so much. We don't even feel it. Be izemel. He doesn't feel the psara mes. Doesn't feel the izemel. Ainy. Vehomer Reb Yitzchok. What do you mean that a mes doesn't feel? Kosher rimo lemes kimachet bepsara chai. The rima, the worms in the psara mes, it feels like a machat in psara chai. So you see, it does feel shenemach psoro olav yichav and nafshol teva. Eimo eim psara mes shebechai margish bizemel. It's an interesting thing. Psara mes, the mes does feel. When we say eim psara mes margish, we mean dead flesh in a live person. What? What's that? Pella, yeah. Dozok the Tesis Yontif. When Shrei Dom Aretz Chayis, it's against the Gemara. The Tesis Yontif somewhere is Mayrich to say that whenever they say the mess is Margish, it means the Neshoma feels it, because they don't feel anything. There, a big Aretz Chayis right here. You see this Gemara? Not that way. This Gemara is clearly saying the Psara Mess feels it. It was a Kashach, man. It was clearly spelling it out that the Psara Mess does feel it. And when we say Psara Mes doesn't feel anything, we mean Psara Mes on a live person. So Big Mar Mavish right here, Big Mar Tzchayis. Says, that's what do. Here you see clearly that way. Whatever it means, I can't tell you. But, It doesn't sound away from the Gemara, and that let the Gemara answer that. The Gemara seems to say that Psara Mes feels it. That he's right, the Maritz Chayim. What do we have to answer Psara Mes and Achayim? What does seem to be talking about physical feeling here? Listen, the Chazal say, the Shach brings in Yaradeya that the Mes hears the Hespedim. He's dead already. I mean, okay, we don't know exactly what is going on. Bizsof Hespedi is Ochemli Bespedo, the Hosom Kim, not going Shabbos. Oh, Shabbos. We'll get there in about 4 months. Ochemli Bespedo, somebody was dying, he told the Pshuva Shalos. Ochemli Bespedo, if I'm up the Elam by the Hespedo, the Hosom Ko Imno, because I'm going to be there. Say a good Hespedo, because I'm going to hear. Like Shach Niyar Day, it brings La Locha, that the Messiah is the Hespedo. You got to be careful what you say. Nobody else hears, everybody's sleeping, but the mess is. You know. Gotta watch it. Amr Abiyud Amar Rav, Bram Zocher Oysu Ish Latoy V'Chanani Mechizki Yishmo. Another thing, Shomoli Hu Nignat Sefer Yecheskel. If not V'Chanani Ben Chizkiya, Sefer Yecheskel would have been Nignat. There's a lot of problems in Yecheskel. More goes in Kiddush, in the Gemara Menoch, there are psukim in Yecheskel that seem to be soysa psukim in Chumash. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel, a koyin can't eat nevelu treifa. What do you mean a koyin can't eat nevelu treifa? Nobody can eat nevelu treifa. There's another pasuk in Yecheskel, sof dushin. So there's more in pasuk in Yecheskel that seems to say that a koyin can only marry the almona of another koyin. It's not true. A koyin can marry any almona. There are a bunch of psukim that look to be soysa the Chumash. The Gemara answers them all. Says the Gemara, it was this yid, Hanani Mechizki, who sat down with Sefer Yecheskel and worked it all out. If not for him, they would have been going as the Sefer. Because in the simple reading, it looks like there are things there against the Torah. What did he do? He took the job. Helulo Gimel May is garbage shemen. They brought him up 300 songs. They say, yeah, Guzman not. They brought him up a whole bunch of barrels of oil to his attic. The Yoshev Ba'aliyah. I think it's in his aliyah with this oil. Some say it was oil, so he should have light to learn. Some say he also ate it, whatever, used it for food. Vidarsha. Basically, he locked himself up in a room till he worked out all the problems in Yecheskel. And then later we have a Sefer Yecheskel. But Zochalatov, if not for that, we'd have been in trouble. Okay. Shmenosa Dovakol, it heaps on the Gemara now. This is a famous sugya. It had nothing to do with Shabbos. The next four block, we're out. We're in Tyrus. It's called the Yud Ches Dovah. These 18 things that they made, 18 derabbanans, they made on that day, most of them, not all, most of them are Nageya the Tyrus. Two of them are the Shabbos, we just learned. So now the Gemara is going to go through four block what these 18 things are. Hold cup till we get to the end, we'll figure out the 18. You got to. Until you get to the end, it's hard to figure out how it totals to 18. They keep on taking one out, putting one in to make sure we get the number 18 at the end. But meantime, we're into Tyrus for 4 weeks. 4 days, I'm sorry. In Yeshiva, it takes 4 weeks. Even more. It's a very hard sugya. If you look in Mekeves HaMishnah LaMarshal, in the back of the Kuntres Yudches Dov. It's a Kuntres on this sugya. Probably 100 pages. Kuntres Yudches Dov. So one of these famous sugyas, Yudches Dov. Okay, we'll get started. My ninu shvayos adov, an innocent question, it takes a while. What are the 18 things? Ditnan. We start with a mission in Tyrus. Okay, let's get our basics here. In Tumah, you got an Ov, then it becomes a Rishon. Sheni keeps going down the list. Now, generally in Chulin, you can't get past Sheni. That's where it stops. In Trumah, you can go one more step. A Sheni can passel Trumah. When passel, we mean it's Tomei. We don't call it Tomei because it can't go further. In Kodesh, it goes one more step. Sheni is a Shlishi. Shishi is a Revi. What's a Sheni? Food. Only food. It can only be food.
Food can make food.
Yeah, yeah. Pash. Food. Mashkim. Kipshuta. We're going to learn about all this one. Ditnan. Elu poislen es HaTrumah. What do you mean poislen es HaTrumah? It's a Sheni. A Sheni passels Trumah. Can't eat it anymore. But you don't call it Tomei, the Trumah, because it can't go further. Somebody eats something, a food that's a rishon. Now, middle rice a golnet. A food can't be metami a person. The metami a person, you have to be an avatum. So a person takes a piece of food that's a rishon in his hand and eats it, nothing. Midrabonon, this is the first of the Yud Ches Dovah. A person who eats a rishon latuma, he is now a sheni latuma, he passes truma. If he'll touch truma, the truma is possible. No step. If he eats a sheni, if you know that, you know that. Okay, we'll see why we need two steps. It's simple because If you told me that an Eichel Sheni passes Trum, I would think an Eichel Rishon is Matame Trum, is a Rishon. So I'm going to tell you both ways. Okay, that's two. Someone who drinks Tomei de Gemashkin. Vaita. It's nothing Menatari. It can't be Matame Odom. But if he does, a Revius, however, he now will pass Trum. That's three things. Four. Habor Roishoi Verubo B'mayim She'uvim. A guy came out from the mikveh, and then he took a bath. Roishoi Verubo B'mayim She'uvim. He passes Trum. We'll see tomorrow. Everything was going through step by step. Everything was going on. Nogaza, the tor, not so, it's not a regular tor. Shenoflu al roishe verubo, he didn't go in, it fell on his head. Shloisha luge mayim shuvim, he passels truma. Hasefer, kisri akkadish, passel truma. Kirakkadish touched truma, the apostle. They have a din of a shame. Hayodayim, stam yodayim, are a shame. Bahat ful yoim. Or tful yoim is a shame. Now, this is a strange one. Because tful yoim passels truma, that's a apostle kechumish. That's not your chesdok. And one's going to ask, one's going to say, take it out of the list. The one's going to go step by step, everything. That's also Darbonans. Oichlin and Kalin that are touched by mine. Kalin are touched by Mashkin, and I tell you, nothing. It's nothing. Can't do it. It becomes a Risha, Shani, Latuma, Pastor Strum. We'll get to everything. Okay, we'll stop here. This is the beginning. Now the Gemara is going to go one by one, each of these things. We'll see, we have nine things over here. At the end of the day, nine will come out of this Mishnah. And then we're going to have nine more. And that's going to constitute the 18 things that they made up. And they were massacred that day.